is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our half-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe on 7380 kHz in analog system and 6030 kHz in the DRM system, and in North America, the East Coast, on 7310 and 9435 kHz. We can also be heard on the internet in WMA, MP3 and AAC Plus formats at www.rri.ro, channel 1, and in Europe, also via satellite Hotbird 6 on 11623 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 13 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Radio Newsreel. Hello and welcome to yet another program here on Radio Romania International, broadcasting from Bucharest. I'm your host, Elena Enache. In Radio Newsreel today, after the news bulletin, we bring you a report on the focal points on the agenda of the talks between the Romanian authorities and the IMF delegation currently in Bucharest. Later in Radio Newsreel, we bring you another report on a controversial measure announced by the new health minister in Bucharest. But first, let's take a look at how the weather is shaping up across the country. It is slightly warmer in Romania, with overcast skies in most regions. Rain showers are reported in the west and southwest. The highs of the day range between plus 2 and 12 degrees Celsius. The noon reading in Bucharest was 2 degrees Celsius. And now the news presented by Daniel Biltz.
The headlines. A delegation of the IMF, the European Commission and the World Bank is in Bucharest on a new assessment mission for the precautionary 5 billion euro loan concluded with Romania. President of Romania, Traian Băsescu, has thanked the French government for having encouraged the car maker Renault to invest in Romania. Bucharest has voiced deep concern for the latest conflict situation in Mali, sparked off by the radical rebels in the north of the country. And on January the 15th, Romania celebrated National Culture Day, concurrently with 163 years since the birth of the country's national poet, Mihai Eminescu. A joint mission of the IMF, the European Commission and the World Bank on Tuesday began assessing the precautionary agreement concluded with Romania in March 2011. Until January the 29th, international financial experts will be analyzing, together with the Romanian authorities, the latest economic developments and this year's budget. The executive has managed to significantly curb the budget deficit in 2012, but has failed to meet some major obligations, such as the passing of a healthcare law and the privatization and streamlining of major state-owned companies. The government is seeking to get the IMF approval so that it may benefit from extended deadlines for structural reforms implementation, for raising minimum wages from 700 to 800 RON, which is 180 euros, and cutting the VAT for basic food products. Romanian President Traian Băsescu on Tuesday thanked the French government for having encouraged the carmaker Renault to invest in Romania. The president has also awarded medals to several officials from the board of Dacia Renault Enterprise. President Băsescu has mentioned that Renault has so far invested over 2 billion euros in Romania, creating 18,000 jobs. Băsescu has also referred to other facilities created by Romania's larger exporter, Dacia Renault, particularly to the engineering center at Titu, close to Bucharest, which has hired 2,700 graduates from the Polytechnic Institutes in Romania. We recall that in 1999, Renault purchased a majority share package of Automobile Dacia, a car plant based in Pitești, southern Romania. Romania has voiced deep concern regarding the latest developments in Mali, where tension was sparked off by the military operations launched by radical rebels in the north of the country. According to a communique issued by the Foreign Affairs Ministry in Bucharest, Romanian Foreign Minister Titus Corlețean on Thursday will be participating in an international session of the Foreign Affairs Council in Brussels devoted to the recent crisis in Mali. The Romanian ministry has firmly condemned the actions of terrorist organizations which are promoting violence and religious extremism and may destabilize the entire sub-Saharan region. Romania celebrated the National Culture Day on January the 15th, when it's 163 years since the birth of the national poet Mihai Eminescu, one of the last representatives of European Romanticism. Cultural institutions in Romania organized a series of events, whereas radio and TV stations broadcast special programs devoted to the poet. Other highlights of the events held in Romania's capital city included a recital given by violinist Alexandru Tomescu, a concert at the George Ionescu Philharmonics, book exhibitions and poetry recitals. January the 15th has been declared National Culture Day at the proposal of the Romanian Academy. Poet Mihai Eminescu's anniversary is also officially marked in the Republic of Moldova, a former Soviet state with a majority Romanian-speaking population, as well as by the Romanian communities living abroad. From Wednesday until Friday, Romanian Interior Minister Radu Stroie will be participating in the informal Justice and Home Affairs Council in Dublin, Ireland, the country which on January the 1st took over the rotating EU presidency. Among the issues high on the agenda are migration as a growth-creating factor, domestic security, economic growth and the present situation in Syria. And that was the news from Radio Romania International in Bucharest.
Radio Newsreel continues on Radio Romania International. A joint delegation of the IMF, the European Commission and the World Bank is in Bucharest for a new assessment of Romania's precautionary agreement with those financial institutions. By January 29th, international financial experts, jointly with Romanian authorities, will assess the recent developments of the Romanian economy and the budget for 2013. Lacrimela Simeon has more details on this issue.
Romania has reported delays in meeting its pledges towards its international lenders and has called for a respite of several months in order to clear the ground for talks on signing a new agreement, Romanian Prime Minister Victor Ponta has recently announced. Pending issues include the privatization of large state-owned companies or the privatization process in the case of companies such as Tarom, the Oltenia Energy Compound, or the company Electrica. Other unsolved issues are related to the overhaul of the taxation system, streamlining healthcare expenses, monetary policies endorsed by the National Bank of Romania, and measures aimed at monitoring the Romanian banking sector. These days, a joint delegation of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the European Commission is in Bucharest for another assessment of the 5 billion euro precautionary standby agreement Romania signed with those institutions in the spring of 2011. According to the Minister Delegate for the State Budget, Liviu Voina, talks during the first week of the first visit, scheduled to end on January 29th, will focus on finalizing the draft budget for 2013. Romanian authorities expect no major problems in that respect, as all requirements regarding the budget deficit and expenses have been accounted for in the draft budget. Minister Voina underscored that the 2013 budget was not an austerity budget, but a development budget. After in 2010 and 2011, the budget deficit was cut back at the expense of the living standards of the population, while in 2012, inefficient investments and loss-making companies were discarded. Economic analyst Dan Sutru believes that apart from meeting all the requirements laid down in the agreement, Romania faces yet another challenge, that of delivering sustainable economic growth, which has been virtually the sole purpose of all reforms and budget adjustments over the last years. Government officials will also discuss with international lenders the opportunity and impact of certain measures the government intends to introduce, such as increasing the national minimum salary from 155 to 177 euros or slashing the VAT for basic foodstuffs. Labor Minister Mariana Campano said salaries and pensions would be increased according to the government program of the Social Liberal Union made public during the election campaign, namely a 4% increase in pensions and restoring public sector salaries to the level prior to the June 2010 cuts.
Radio Newsreel continues on Radio Romania International. Romanian Health Minister Eugen Niculescu has announced that private hospitals will no longer get public money and county hospitals will no longer be subordinated to local officials. The announcement has triggered anxiety among patients. More in a report by Mihai Pelin, brought to you by Vlad Palcu.
Healthcare has been a chronic issue in Romania for many years now. In the 1990-2012 period, no less than 22 ministers headed the Ministry of Health. Compelled to follow the directions set by their political parties, they took measures that failed to build the foundation that the system needed in order to develop and to serve one interest alone, that of the patient. The new government in Bucharest started the year with fresh radical measures. The current Minister of Health, Liberal Eugen Niculaescu, has announced that starting March the 1st, when the 2013 framework agreement comes into force, private hospitals will no longer get money from the public health insurance funds. He has explained that all public money must go to public hospitals. Eugen Niculaescu.
Asigurările sociale de sănătate sunt obligatorii pentru că reprezintă sistem de solidaritate.
Social health insurances are compulsory because they represent the solidarity system. Those who want to have their own options can apply to private insurances. The current law allows people to do that, if they can afford it. 90% of this country's citizens, though, are poor and they depend on the health insurance system. This is Romania's problem, our problem, and our job is to solve it, Eugen Niculescu said. Halting the funding of private hospitals from the state budget has raised controversies. As expected, the decision is worrying patients, who claim they have the right to choose from among various suppliers of medical services and are calling for discussions on the issue prior to a final decision being made. In turn, representatives of the Institute for Public Policies say that Eugen Niculescu violates the principle of observance of patients' rights, patients contributing to the healthcare funds, and is more concerned about fueling a low-standard public healthcare system. On the other hand, the State Secretary with the Health Ministry, Raed Arafat, the one who a year ago had a dispute with President Rambasescu over the healthcare reform, has made it clear that although private hospitals get money from the state, the most complex medical cases are treated in the public hospitals. It is his opinion that private hospitals should be funded from private or complementary insurance systems, not from the social insurance fund. Arafat has explained that the money that will no longer go to private units will be used to finance the 53 strategic hospitals in Romania, which deal with over 70% of the most serious medical cases in the country. Moreover, funds will be created for several programs, for the physicians involved in them to no longer be forced to ask their patients to buy medicine and supplies with their own money, the state secretary added. The main issue, though, remains the chronic underfunding of the healthcare system as a whole. Romania is the country with the lowest percentage of the GDP allocated to healthcare, 5% in Europe, as compared to countries like the United States with 17.5%, the Netherlands and France with about 12%, or Germany with 11.5%.
And that was Radio Newsreel.
Listening to Radio Romania International.
Next on Radio Romania International, stay tuned for
Business Club.
Welcome. We are Mihaela Ignatescu and Eugen Nasta with a fresh edition of Business Club, today about the software industry in Romania. According to a survey by the financial consultancy and audit company Ernst & Young, made public in August 2012, Romania's emerging market is increasingly appealing to software developers, mainly those dealing in applications for mobile platforms. At that time, App Store boasted over 400 Romanian applications, and almost the same number of applications could be found on the Android platform market. The number of applications made in Romania is on the rise, and in August it was estimated that by the end of 2012, the number of those applications would see a fivefold growth. But if Romania is a very attractive market for developers, its domestic consumption remains quite low, shows the Ernst & Young survey.
In the following minutes, the president of the National Association of Romania's Exporters and Importers, Mihai Ionescu, will refer to the importance the IT, and particularly the software sector, has to Romania's foreign trade. The figures he's going to present refer to 2011, the upward trend being estimated for 2012 as well.
Această industrie, prin componentele sale hard, soft și servicii de telecom, realizează...
Through its components of hardware, software and telecom services, this industry currently provides about 4.7 billion euros, which accounts for more than 10% of Romania's exports. And this is a very spectacular thing. 20% of the respective figure accounts for software exports, while imports stood at 5.2 billion euros, also accounting for 10% of the Romanian imports, of which only 10% is imported software. These data are proof of the fact that the IT sector has had a positive trade balance, and not only since last year, but even since its boom period. Ever since 2008, this positive balance has risen significantly by the year. So, in the past 5 years, the positive trade balance in terms of software has increased almost four times. Between 2008 and 2010, over 4,000 jobs were created by software companies. So, this is a dynamic job-making sector, and it's good all these people work here and not abroad.
In turn, Costin Lianu, coordinator with the Secretariat of the Export Council, has referred to the support the state is granting to IT companies.
Anual, zeci de firme din sectorul IT participă la cel puțin 5-10 evenimente.
Dozens of IT companies annually take part in at least 5 or 10 events, their participation being state-funded. These are international fairs or economic missions we support in order to boost the export capability of this industry, an industry already boasting a very large export potential, and we are very much interested in raising that potential. According to the export strategy, this industry has a double strategic importance. It is not only an exporter of its own services or products, but it is also a major element, extremely effective in the national value chain of other industries. So I am speaking about this less visible virtue of the IT sector, namely to boost, to support the competitiveness of other industries, because IT applications are used by all the industries we support, ranging from the furniture industry to agriculture or food industry, machine building, electronics and electrical engineering and so on. In a way, the IT industry is literally ubiquitous, because we find some of its components in all the other industries.
MP Varujan Pambukcian, a member of the IT and Communications Parliamentary Commission, recalls some major moments in the history of Romania's software industry.
În anii 80, practic, dețineam monopolul în blocul comunist.
Back in the 1980s, we practically had monopoly over the hardware and software production in the communist bloc. The Democratic Republic of Germany was producing some peripherals, though. However, we lost some market share in the 1990s because we didn't have managers. There were a lot of engineers at that time, but not enough managers. However, all those people helped to revive the industry, and the managers appeared in time. This industry didn't emerge out of the blue. We took a huge leap in 2000 from a poor outsourcing model to local software production. Another major move was to cancel income taxes for programmers, which was 40% at that time, and now it pays dividends. It motivated programmers, and we are proud to be the only country in the world which took such a measure. That helped us a lot, because great names in the IT world have become our ambassadors. Former Intel president Craig Barrett has referred to what's been happening in Romania in most of the conferences he has been attending. And I dare say he's brought more business to Romania than all the country's ambassadors and commercial representatives' offices all over the world.
According to a survey conducted by the ITNC Institute in Bucharest in 2011, the turnover of Romania's IT industry reached 9.4 billion euros, 2% more than in 2010. Exports stood at 4.7 billion euros, a 55% rise over the total registered in 2008, the year before the crisis. You have been listening to Business Club. Time now for Song of the Day on Radio Romania International. Listen to the Romanian band Synchron with a song on lyrics by our national poet Mihai Eminescu. There's one more longing that I have.
You're listening to Radio Romania International, broadcasting from Bucharest. Athlete of the Week.
Welcome, I'm Eugen Nastam. Last weekend, the pair made up of Romanian tennis player Horia Tăcău and Max Mime of Belarus got as far as the doubles finals of the ATP tournament held in Sydney, Australia. Totaling $436,000 in prize money, the competition was the last highlight in men's tennis before the Australian Open, the first Grand Slam tournament of the year. Unfortunately, Tăcău and Mime admitted defeat to US twins Bob and Mike Bryan, final score 6-4, 6-4. Seeded first in the competition and ranking first in the world's doubles rankings, the US pair claimed victory after 1 hour and 7 minutes of play, admittedly in front of two players that had played few matches together. For his remarkable performance in Sydney, we have designated Horia Tăcău the Athlete of the Week on Radio Romania International. At present, Tăcău is 8th seed in world doubles rankings. Throughout his career, he has won 13 doubles tournaments, 10 of which alongside Robert Lindstedt of Sweden, in 2010, 2011 and 2012. In 2010, Horia also won the tennis tournament in Auckland alongside Marcus Daniel of New Zealand. Then in 2011, the doubles finals of the Acapulco tournament alongside his fellow countryman Victor Hănescu and the Zagreb tournament alongside Dick Norman of Belgium. Last year, in the mixed doubles competition, Tăcău won the finals, together with Bethany Mattek-Sands of the United States. Tăcău has also played in another 11 doubles finals, which he lost. Three of them were at Wimbledon, alongside Lindstedt. Let us also note that the pair Tăcău-Mimi has been seeded fourth in the men's doubles competition at the Australian Open. In the opening round, they will take on the pair made up of Creed Conrad Huey of the Philippines and Dominic Inglot of the United Kingdom. You have been listening to the Athlete of the Week, our regular sports item, which you can also access on www.rri.ro as well as on Facebook. We'll be right back.
And with that, our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe and North America, the East Coast, has come to an end. You can listen to our next program for Western Europe at 23 hours UTC on 6015 kHz and 7220 kHz, and for North America, the East Coast, at 1 hour UTC on 6145 and 7340 kHz. We can also be heard on the internet in WMA, MP3 and AAC Plus formats at www.rri.ro, Channel 1, and in Europe via satellite Hotbird 6 on 11623 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 13 degrees east. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@rri.ro. Goodbye.